All right, now we're ready to talk about the first of four key principles in helping your business to work. And the first of those is finding. And so, Seth, let's talk a little bit about people, what those people are worth.
Yeah, I think that, you know, finding is the thing that most people get really scared of when they start building a business. Mm-hmm. The idea of giving someone a call, inviting them to learn more, it's hard for people to get started in that. And so the first thing we wanted to understand is how valuable each person is that you talk to. One of the things that people say is they go, well, I don't know anyone, you know. Have you ever heard that where somebody says, you know, I don't know anybody? And you're like, wow, it's so fascinating because we know each other.
Right, right. Who am I, chopped liver?
Right. Right. And so they'll say something like, well, who would I even talk to? Or what would I say? Or those types of things. And so one of the things that I would like to challenge people with on that is, what if you received $500 for each person that you called up and tried to introduce to doTERRA? How many people would you call if you were to get $500 for every person that you just called and asked if they'd like to come and learn more?
I think as many as I could.
Yeah, right. You'd call everybody, right?
Right.
So there's the answer to the first question. Who do I call? If I'm getting paid $500 per person, that answer comes as everyone. Okay, so we invite everyone, right?
Okay. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay. Pretty $500 bill per person. I think I could probably make a living.
Okay, so if I was paying you $500 per person that you called, mm-hmm. and you called everybody, we already identified that. We're going to talk to everyone. What would you say?
I don't know. Would I have to say something specific to get the $500 from you?
No, just call them up and invite them to learn more about doTERRA.
I guess it wouldn't matter what I said.
Right, because it doesn't matter, really. Now, don't worry. We're going to give you some scripts later on with some ideas of things you can say. But my point is if you're getting paid $500 per person, most people say, well...
Right. Who do you talk to? Everybody. And what do you say? It doesn't matter. Whatever you need to say, right?
Whatever you need to say. That's right. Say what you need to say. The third thing is that, you know, what if they said no?
Then cares. I guess I would just talk to the next person.
That's right. You're just so everybody, what if they say no?
I get $500 anyway, right?
Right, that's right.
So it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Then who cares?
Exactly. Okay, good. And then the other thing is that, you know, what if they say yes?
Then maybe I have someone else making $500 bills for me.
That's exactly right.
So maybe I should go into partnership with them.
Right. Well, actually, you did.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks for talking to me, by the way. I really appreciate that. So anyway, so the point is that every person you talk to, if you consider that they were worth $500, a lot of the concerns that we have about what do I say? Who do I talk to? What if they said no? What if they have questions? You know, the fact of the matter is that if you place enough value on the achievement, that value gives you the desire and power to achieve it. And so sometimes we take something as like that we all have an understanding of value with, like, money, and we say, here's $500 per person that you go talk to. If you go do that, then who are you going to talk to? And everyone goes, geez, if I got $500, I'd call everybody in the phone book. Okay, and what would you say? I don't know. I mean, whatever I had to say.
Right.
And so my point is don't make it harder than it has to be. Realize that this has real value. Now, I want to just kind of give you paint a picture of how real that $500 per person number is. In our last CD, Rod mentioned the value of residual income. And a really easy way to do some math, it's not perfect math for all of you accountants out there, but it's so close that it makes it real simple for all of us. And that is that if I had $10,000 a month residual income, that would be worth about $1.6 million sitting in an account earning 7%. So I'm going to take my $10,000, I'm going to multiply it by 160. There's my $1.6 million. Now, when you consider how many people you actually talk to when you build a business, you can't even effectively contact that many people and not have that type of result if you follow the EDGE system. And so my point is that you'll learn over time that every person that you pick up the phone and attempt to contact is worth well over $500 per person. In fact, I've done the math personally, Rod, and I'm going to let you talk about a names list in just a bit. But my names list, I created a names list right off the bat of about 150 people. And I've realized that from that 150 people, that my average payout from one person for every person, even if they said no, was about $8,000 per person. $8,000, regardless of if they said yes or no. Especially when I would take that money, stick it in an account, earn 7%. That's the type of income that I'm enjoying as a result of doing that. And so why would you go about creating a names list to begin with?
Well, you know, names lists are essentially where all marketing starts. So in my background, I've been a marketing manager before, and a lot of my education and training is in marketing. And I realized one day that every single business that I've worked with starts with a list. So for example, I was a national marketing manager for a product, for an equipment manufacturer. And one of the first things I did when we launched a new product is I worked with some list specialists, and we actually pulled together a list of, you know, like 3,000 or 4,000 potential clients that we put on a list that we developed mailers for and different things like that. And so even in the traditional business world, marketing and business starts around the concept of a list. And so now how do we bring that back down to the personal business? You know, a business that we're running from our home. Maybe we have business experience. Maybe we don't. Maybe this is all brand new to us. Maybe we're maybe we come from the employment sector, so we don't have our mind wrapped around list building or, you know, what that means. And so it's actually really simple. We just pull out a sheet of paper, and we start to write down the names of people that we know. Now in our program, we do have a sheet that you can access that's on edgeteambuilder.com. And if you go to the Getting Started area, you can click on the Find area, and there's a link directly to a sheet that will help guide you in making your names list. And so where you want to start is you want to start with putting together at least 100 names. And so any idea why we'd want to start with at least 100 names?
Yeah. Because I know exactly why. Thanks for asking. Right. But the reason why is because most people, when they get started, they go, oh, I know who would be perfect at this. And they write a list of like 10 people. Mm-hmm. And then when they call that person up and that person says no, well, there's 10% of their list. And then if they call another person, they happen to say no too. Well, 20% of their list just said no.
Right.
And it starts to impact the mentality of the person, the faith level and their abilities and the opportunity and things like that. And so you would have to, the reason I write a list down is because if I put 100 or even 200 names down on a list and I have a couple people say no, that's 1-2% of my list. I'm just fine. So I think that has a lot to do with it, just protecting the mentality of the person.
Right. Yeah. And that way we don't run out of people. Some of the best team builders that I've been working with will have personal names lists of like 500 people. And that's just because they think seriously about who they've met in the past, who they know, who's around them, who their family is. And they think about that. And throughout the days, they're adding new people to this list. Well, what happens with a list like that is they never run out. They never get to all those people. And so as a result, they always have someone to talk to mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, the whole deal. Because I don't know how many people will say, I don't know who to talk to. I don't have anyone to talk to. I don't know anybody. And so I kind of sit there sometimes and I think, well, do you have a brother? You know, do you have a mother? I mean, were you taught by somebody in school? I mean, do you bank with somebody? Did you get your hair cut by someone? Or does all this stuff happen and those people actually don't know you? You know, or do I have a neighbor, a friend? Do I talk to people?
Facebook. Right. I mean, everybody's got at least 100 names on Facebook.
Right. But actually, that's my favorite thing is when somebody says, like, they come to me and they say, I don't know anybody. And then I'll just say, do you have a Facebook account? And then they say, yeah, I do. I go, well, how many people are friended to you?
Right.
And everybody has way over 100 people, you know, almost universally.
Right.
I mean, even a small account would be 150 people, but most people have, you know, hundreds.
Right. And one of the things that I think is really important about the names list is when I first got started, I thought to myself, look, I'm going to be doing this forever. I know I'm going to succeed at this. And so who do I want to work with forever.
I know. That's a selecting process, right?
Right, right. Right. I mean, I get to choose who it is that I'm going to give a call. But I think just by getting everybody down on names, listen, start calling them. Now that's the next part is, you know, what do you say when you give those people a call? It's not necessarily about what you say. It's really about what you're thinking about when you say it that matters the most. And one of the things that, Rod, that we've helped a lot of people with is just knowing the process by which to actually call the list. Mm-hmm. And we call this the three-door method, okay? So the three doors of openness method of contacting. And this makes it so easy to do because sometimes, I don't know if you know this, some people know this, but but network marketing has a bad name.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. No, actually, and the thing is it actually has a well-deserved black eye.
Uh-huh.
I truly believe that.
Right, I would agree with you. And having been one of the most advocating proponents against network marketing for
right,
years.
Right, exactly. And now that's what you do for a living, right? So, yes. So the thing is that network marketing has a black eye. And so because of that, it's difficult to give people a call. So, you know, we realize, okay, if I'm making $500 for every person I'm going to call, I'm going to call everybody. Mm-hmm. And then I create a names list to give me, and it needs to be over 100 to 200 names minimum for you to be successful. Mm-hmm. And then what do I say when I call them? Well, actually, it's let's take them through three doors of openness. That's the key. Right. And so this is how it works. When I call somebody, there are three doors inside of every person's soul. So imagine that I walk up and I knock on the door of your soul. And the first door is would you be open to learning how to use essential oils to take care of your family naturally? That's what I'm asking. So the very first door that I knock on is the learn door. Is this person open to learning how to take care of their family naturally? That's all I care about. Door number two. When they come to a class, 95% of the class is about learning how to use the essential oils in your life. And so the second door happens at the end of a class when they all have learned how to use essential oils. And we say, hey, door number two, are you open to using the products? And so I knock on that door in their soul and I go, okay, now that you've learned, are you open to using the products? And then when they say, yeah, I am. How do I get them? And a lot of times they actually ask you, they say, here I am ready to be asked this question. How do I get the products? And you say, okay, well, do you want to do this wholesale or retail? And then that opens it up for where it goes from there. And then once they've committed to use the product, I ask them about door number three. Would you be open to sharing the products with others? So those are the three doors. Door number one is, are you open to learn? Door number two is, are you open to use the products? And door number three is, are you open to share those products with others? And door number three is the network marketing aspect of it. It's the opportunity associated with doTERRA. And that's generally where most people have their fear. And so if you are afraid to give your list a call, the reason you're afraid is because you're concerned about whether or not they're going to be open to doors two and three. If you just leave that alone and just focus on who would be interested in learning how to take care of their family naturally, this becomes so easy because really all you're doing is you're just helping the person learn how to take care of their family. And if they're interested in doors two and three, those doors happen on their own.
Right. And I really like that. I really like the analogy of open and closedness. You know, because if you think about it, what we're afraid of is we're afraid of offending people. And we're afraid of getting a bad reputation ourselves. But there's really only one way that somebody's offended, and that is if they are not opened, if they're closed. And so if you picture the door being open or closed, that's a determining factor. And if the first thing that I'm concerned about, this comes right back to the names list, who do I put on a names list? I put everybody on the names list because I only have one concern. And that's if they are open to learn about natural forms of health, because most people are. And so I put them on, but I don't have to be concerned about anything else. I put the list down so I can sort it down to those that are interested in learning.
That is so right. When I call people, the first thing I say when I'm about to introduce the idea of doTERRA is I ask, are you open to natural forms of healthcare? And if they say no, I go, oh, okay. Right. I just move on, because if they're not open to natural forms of healthcare, they certainly aren't going to be open to sharing it with others. Right. So who really cares? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, like we said, there's $500 whether or not they say yes or no.
Right.
So just ask.
Who cares? $500 is $500. And so that brings up an excellent point, which is our next point. And that's about your posture. So you have this list and you're asking people if they're open to learn. And your posture starts to really impact the confidence that people have in you and what you have to offer, because your posture is a reflection of your belief and your confidence, your certainty, your clarity in what you're presenting. And so if you really believe that the product has value for you, and you know that it has helped you with certain things, then that reflects in your posture. And you're able to say, yes, this thing really helps you. I would like to offer this to help you. And so posture is reflected in a lot of ways. It's reflected in your language. It's reflected in the way that you stand, even your physical posture.
Yeah, just your presence, uh-huh. like how you are when you enter a room. What is your presence? Even on the phone, like right. if your posture is right, even though they can't see you, mm-hmm. are you smiling? Are you confident? We talk. You mentioned just a little while ago three things that I think we need to be very clear on, and that is clarity, certainty, and confidence.
Right.
If you are absolutely certain that you are going to do in the product and in your commitment to this, mm-hmm. if you're clear, your clarity is just
clear about where you're going,
clear right. about what you're trying to do, clear about what your intentions to help that person, mm-hmm. and confident. This is it.
Right. Confident that your product delivers, confidence that your company is behind you, confidence that you're going to continue with the process so that you're going somewhere.
Yeah, confident that you're going to succeed, because if right. you're going to succeed, then the people who are lucky enough to be part of your team will answer affirmatively.
Right. It's kind of like a really good cookie.
It is.
You want to tell us about your cookie?
I love the cookie. So basically, this posture idea is, who has the cookie? So when I'm talking to somebody, and they're and sometimes we have this tendency to think that they have the cookie. Well, if I have the best cookie in the world, I give that person a call and I say, hey, I have the best cookie here. Do you want a bite? And if they say no, I don't go, oh, what? You don't want the cookie?
No, I'm stuck with this cookie.
Right? No, I'm happy. I want to share this cookie with those that are going to appreciate it. But many times we act like they have the cookie. So you have a list of names, mm-hmm. and they all have a cookie that you want.
Cookie that I
want
to get. And so then I'm really nervous. Will they give me your cookie?
Right. And then you're calling. Right. Can I have a bite of your cookie? I know that it's really valuable to you, but I'd really enjoy this cookie. As opposed to, hey, I have something for you. Would mm-hmm. you like to participate in it? Would you like to come learn how to become independent in your healthcare? And if the person refuses that bite of the cookie, I'm not offended. Mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of happy, because I only have so much of this cookie. and out of these 200 people on my names list, I'm going to give part of it to somebody. Mm-hmm. So who is that? And that's the principle of the cookie. Who's got it? And if your posture is such that you feel like you call them up and you're asking them for a little bite of their cookie, then it's not going to work. But so who has the cookie? If you've got it, your certainty, clarity, and confidence are where it needs to be. You've got great posture.
Right, right. And I think that cookie has a lot to do with your time and their time. And the reason sometimes we believe that they have the cookie is because we believe that we're asking them to sacrifice time or resources. When in actuality, the cookie is the power of the product you have and the time that you're going to invest in them. And so if you're committed, if you're committing your time to somebody who isn't really interested, then you're going to become very tired and you're not going to have enough cookie to go around to those that will really enjoy it.
That's such a good analogy, Rod, because that's how I act now. Like when I talk to somebody, I literally think to myself, do I have the time to give this person if they actually say yes?
Right.
And so, you know, now early on when you get started, that's not something, you don't have that luxury. But now it's like,
right.
man, I mean, I only have so much, and I know that whatever I give to the person, they're going to be successful and they're going to have the best business partner in the world. Is this the person I want to talk to? But in the beginning, you kind of have to talk to everyone and just realize who's got the cookie here.
Right. That's an excellent point. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what to say when we have that list.
Okay. So first of all, everybody asks this. So when I call somebody up, obviously I have a normal conversation with them over the phone, like you normally would, but I also get right to the point. I say, hey, I have a purpose that I've called you. And like you just mentioned before, are you open to natural forms of healthcare? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first thing. Right. And then ultimately I'm going to be asking them if they'd like to come and come to a class. And so, when I give someone a call, are you open to natural forms of healthcare? Yes. Yes, I am. Well, hey, would you be open to learning how to use essential oils to take care of your family naturally? They may ask, and the conversation is going to go somewhere with that.
Uh-huh.
They may already know what essential oils are. They may have no idea what they are. But the point is you just got to ask. And if they respond with something, educate accordingly.
Right.
But it's really that simple. Are you open to natural forms of healthcare? Yes.
Right. That draws a conversation all the time. And the other question I really like that's along that same line, and you kind of mentioned it a little bit, is what do you know about essential oils?
Hmm.
You know, so if I call you up, hey, Seth, I was thinking about you. I was just curious. What do you know about essential oils? Well, that's going to draw a conversation out of you.
Right.
You know, you're going to tell me what you know.
Right.
I don't know nothing. Hey, what's your feelings about natural forms of healthcare? Are you interested in learning? You know, so there's a lot of, you know, there's a couple of ways that you can do this naturally.
Right. And the most important thing is I'm not calling you up saying, do you want to come to a business opportunity presentation?
Right. Hey, you can earn a Corvette in 3 months. Woo-hoo!
Right. I mean,
92,000 of the world's top income earners are in my company. Come on, right. Buddy.
Screw that. Right. We don't need to do that. Right. Okay. So first of all, when you call someone up, you're just asking them if they'd like to come and learn. And that really kind of sums it up, honestly.
Right.
It isn't that hard. What do you know about essential oils? Are you open to natural forms of healthcare? Would you be interested in coming and learning how to take care of your family naturally? Those are some interesting or some ideas of scripts. The other thing is that what about just the script of what do I say in general conversation with people? Well, one of the most important things to do when you're contacting your list is to let it happen, right? So when you're contacting somebody, be very prepared for when they ask, so what do you do? Like, what do you do for a living? You have got to have a great response to that. And by the way, I want to touch on this before I get into this particular script because it's really important. When you create a list of a couple hundred people, you know how someone calls you, they're a good friend of yours that you haven't talked to them in years because life has just gotten in the way. It doesn't mean you don't love the person. It just means you haven't been able to talk to them. And then the first conversation that you have with them in like 2 years, they call you up and they go, hey,
buddy, what are you doing?
Can I get you a quote on life insurance? Right. Or you know, would you be interested in network marketing opportunity or something? And it's kind of offensive to us because we're like, look, at least I didn't want to do that. I mean, I had friends that I really felt, you know, a lot of admiration and love for. I just haven't talked to them in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that's really important is the reconnecting phase. So when I have my names list, I've got people who I'm in contact with now that I can give a call to and say, hey, what do you know about essential oils? But there's also the people that I haven't talked to in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I reconnect with them. So instead of contacting them, I connect with them. And I may just send them an email. I may send them a message on Facebook. And my rule is I do not talk business. I do not bring it up on one or two connecting type of visits. So even if there's a connecting phone call, hey, how's it going? I don't bring up what I'm doing unless they ask. But then you got to be prepared for when you're connecting with individuals, they will ask the question, what do you do? And if they do, here's a real simple script. I do the most amazing thing. Isn't that great?
Doesn't it get them? Right. I do the most amazing thing.
Right. I do the most amazing thing. I show people how to use natural medicine to replace their medicine cabinet. It's safer, cheaper, more effective than synthetic drugs. What is it? Well, are you open to natural forms of healthcare? Yes, I am.
There
you do you know about essential oils?
Right.
And then you go right into it. And so here it is again. I'm going to repeat it. So what do you do? I do the most amazing thing.
And this is where posture comes in. Right. I do the most amazing thing.
I've got a cookie.
I've got the most amazing cookie.
Right. I show people how to use natural medicine to replace their medicine cabinet. It's safer, more
cheaper,
affordable.
More effective.
Right. Okay. The other thing I like to do is that when somebody asks me the question, so what do you do? I like you know how statements. So statements that start with you know how. Like, you know how we use way too many prescription drugs, especially mm-hmm. here in the U.S.? Yes. Or you know how prescription drugs have a lot of side effects? I mean, have any of you watched a commercial recently? It's like 25% of it's what the drug can do for you, and 75% is so what it might do to you.
Right, it's advertising for us.
Exactly. I love those commercials. Or how about this one? You know how doctors and medical visits and medications are just really expensive?
Right.
You know, and all of these questions, they answer that question, yes. So do you know how doctors, medications, and just medical assistance is just very expensive? Yeah. I help people save money by becoming more independent in their healthcare. It's the best thing. Right. How do you do that? Are you open to natural forms of healthcare?
What do you know about essential oils?
What do you know about essential oils? It's that simple. Wow. So those are just some really easy scripts that you can incorporate. And you want to have, remember, you want to have the answer to what do you do? And you want to know what, and then use the phrase, you know how, because that'll kind of open that door up.
Right. And, you know, and that brings up a great point, Seth, too, is when it comes back to fear and what people are afraid of in approaching that list, or if you're out and about and you're just talking to people, when you know the answer to the question, what do? You don't have to go out to prospect. You prospect while you're out.
Yeah, you just and, let it happen.
And you don't have to approach somebody in a line for the purpose of telling them about your business. You talk to people because you have a genuine interest in them. So you go out to make friends and you talk about them. And you ask about them, and eventually they might ask about you. And if they ask, so what do? Well, now you have the greatest response.
I do the greatest thing.
I do the most amazing thing.
Right. And the thing that's awesome about that is that what if they don't ask?
You don't worry about it.
Yeah, sweet.
And you're under no stress. They don't feel like they were put in some sort of bait and switch situation.
Right.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been in a toy store and somebody has come up and said, hey, you look like a sharp guy.
In a toy store?
Yeah, toy store, Walmart, everywhere. It's been a while since that happened, so I think they must have changed their tactics a little bit. Now, another thing that's really effective in terms of what you say to people and how you say it is another principle that we have that we've called permission-based questions. And that means that where people start to feel offended is because we take the power away from them. We use assertion and inadvertently we manipulate people by taking the power from them or being overly assumptive. When if we use permission-based questions, we put them in power, they feel good, and you can easily move to the next point. So an example of that would be, so say that I called you, Seth, and I asked you if you're open to natural forms of healthcare. And you respond with,
yeah,
yes. And then I say something like, oh, that's fantastic because I've been doing the most amazing thing. I've been sharing or teaching people how to use natural medicine to replace their medicine cabinet. And what I found is it's safer, more effective, cheaper than going with synthetic drugs. And so what I was wondering, Seth, would you mind if I sent you some samples?
No.
And see, so what I've done is I've asked you permission.
Right.
And so now that you've agreed, I say, all right, what address do you want me to send those to? And you give me an address, right? And then I say, then I just ask you permission again. I say, Seth, when you receive those samples, would you mind if I give you a call back and follow up with you, tell you how to use them?
No, that'd be great. Thanks.
And see, now you're in total control, right? There's nothing disempowering about what I'm saying.
Right. And then when you do call me, it's because mm-hmm. I gave you permission to do it.
Right.
In fact, I'd actually feel offended if you didn't.
Right. Because you told me, I asked and you told me. So we found that if you use permission-based questions, that people are much more open. I've actually seen people's entire posture change. I've seen people be like really guarded. And then I will say something like, would you like me to show you how the income side of doTERRA works?
Okay.
Right. Now versus imagine this. Now this is a little more tense, but this is what people tend to do. Let me show you what the business model looks like in doTERRA. Right? Now I've taken the power away from you.
Right. Right.
And I've asserted myself.
Let me impose myself on
right.
you.
I'm
right.
I'm imposing myself on you. But if I say, Seth, would you mind if I took a minute and would you like me to show you how the income side of doTERRA works? Now that's an opening, inviting,
sure.
welcome, empowering. I mean, it's all things that help your prospect feel like the important and valued person that
they
are.
So, let's say, you know how people on Facebook, they always write down whenever they're sick, for some reason they go to Facebook, I'm so sick,
right?
I mean, so an example would be you could send them a message, a private message that just says, hey, would you mind if I came by and helped you with some natural medicines?
Right, right. Or would, or I have some natural medicines that have been effective for my family. Would you like me to come by and show you how to use one?
Or would you like me to drop off a sample you can try?
Excellent.
Either way, you're giving that person permission.
Right.
So in other words, you're still keeping posture. You still have the cookie. And all you're saying is, I have something great here.
Right.
Would you allow me to give you some?
Right.
And
right.
they allow you, they allow that.
Right. That permission is really, really empowering.
Great. So once we understand, we're empowered with some scripts that we can use and just the idea of permission-based questions. How many people do we need to ask? What pace do we need to be working for this to be really make a difference? Mm-hmm. One of the things that I really like is the idea that when you get started in a business, it's kind of like building a fire by rubbing two sticks together. So if you can imagine, I'm rubbing I'm rubbing the sticks together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after I have enough momentum and friction built up, at some point there's like a spontaneous combustion. And when they have that little flame going, then I'm like, I'm tending the flame, right? Like,
right, right. Nurturing it real carefully.
Nurturing it, right? Mm-hmm. And it starts to grow. And it starts to grow a little bit more. And I put little sticks, bigger sticks. And then finally I've got a nice flame. And I can eventually just sit back and enjoy the warmth of a fire that I've put all the work into initially.
It reminds me of the movie Castaway.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Hanks is starting the fire and he's like, go, 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 a little puffing, and then he gets a little thing going and then he starts blowing it. And then I remember at the end he jumps up and he
fire!
Goes,
fire!
I have made fire! Right?
Exactly.
And that's how you feel when you advance ranks.
Exactly. That's actually true.
Right.
Sadly, it's so true. Okay, so my point is that what the thing that's important about pace is about when you actually get involved in this is that you have to be going at a consistent enough pace that the fire starts.
Right.
And the biggest mistake people make is that when they start, they then stop. So if you can imagine, I start trying to start the fire, I'm rubbing the sticks together, and then right when I'm about to get to the point of spontaneous combustion, life happens. And, oh, you know what? Actually, I got to go do this. Or, yeah, I'm going to go on a vacation. But when I come back, and I'm like, you can come back. The problem is you're not starting over. The momentum doesn't stay there. It's not like the molecules are still moving as fast as they were when you were doing it. You have to come back and start over. And so my biggest advice for you is learn the minimal amount of activity that needs to be taking place for you to have the friction, enough friction to get that fire started. And so as far as the pace goes, first you want to ask everybody. So remember, we've already established that. Create
right.
a list and ask everyone.
And speaking of asking everybody, I mean, what you're going to find too is that the longer you wait, the more likely a lot of your contacts are going to be aligned with other distributors.
In doTERRA. It's not even a question.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
That is correct.
And so when you join, there is an urgency to let everybody know that's in your circle know what you're doing. Right.
Right. Right. The other thing is that you want to actually average 1 to 3 contacts per day.
Right. And now this would be considered an average pace, right?
Right. This is an average pace and it's going to, mm-hmm. but it's kind of like the minimum amount of effort that you would need to do to get a fire started.
Right.
So 1 to 3 contacts per day.
Right.
Is
what if I'm doing one a week?
It just isn't going to create enough friction. You won't
right.
get enough momentum started that it's, you know.
Right.
It's
really difficult.
It is. It's,
you're not going to get a spark.
Well, it's kind of like, look, we're not going to hide the fact that finding is painful.
Uh-huh.
It is. We, no
right.
matter, I mean.
We're afraid, we're scared. We
right.
don't want to offend people. We don't want to get rid of, You know,
I mean, even
we
after,
don't know anybody,
right? We're at the diamond rank. We're financially independent,
right.
And free. And I'm still nervous about calling people, right? So, you know, as Brian Tracy shared this with me. I remember on a CD I was listening to. He goes, you know, somebody went into the dentist and they said, you know, we're going to pull this tooth out. And so he did, and he took it right out. And he goes, okay, that's going to be $800. And he goes, $800. It only took you 5 seconds. And he goes, look, I could have made it last as long as you want. And so my point is look, it's kind of painful still, right. But you just do it, just get it over with, and a minimal amount of now, if you want to speed it up, you want to pull that tooth out faster,
right?
Then contact much more, but a minimum of 1 to 3 contacts per day.
Some of the big giant builders that I've read about, you know, if you have big dreams, you know, these people are contacting a lot of people a day.
Right.
And so the average pace is a couple of people a day for, you know, for the general person that wants to create an income. Any less than that, and it's going to be really difficult to get into the income levels.
Right. And the other thing is that it's not forever. I mean, that's one thing you got to realize is that when you start getting into ranks and things like that, everybody you contact, you only have so much time to help so many people. And so as your leaders start to emerge, you know, that's going to limit your ability to do it. But when you get started, you really need to be always contacting. And by the way, even when you reach rank, like what you and I do, right. we still
got to keep that pace.
We do. We have to keep
that. And we do that because it gives us control over our organization. It's not because our organization would go away, because doTERRA has a really high retention rate. And as a result, you know, our organizations stay around, which is a huge benefit of this company. And at the same time, by continuing that personal enrollment, it gives us control and options over who we work with.
Not only that, but we're always in touch with what the field's experiencing.
Right.
So these new people, like all of you listening to this CD, when you're first getting started, I want you to know that Rod and I know exactly what you're going through.
Right.
Because we're still doing it.
And we still contact today.
That's right. The other thing is you want to work, when you do contact, you want to work with those that move towards you. Now, how would you do that, Rod? How would you work? What does that mean? Contact everyone and work with those that move towards you.
Right. We're inviting everybody, and then working with those that moves towards you means that if I have a class, right, and I say at the end of the class, I just say, by the way, if any of you are interested in doing what I'm doing, and you would like to be able to share oils with other people, there is a way to do that or to earn some income through this. So that might be at the end of my class. Now, if somebody comes up to me and says, you know, I'd be interested in learning about how you make money with doTERRA, because I have that happen a lot in classes. When people understand that they can make money teaching people how to use essential oils, sometimes they'll come and ask. Well, somebody that comes and asks you is moving towards you. And so then I can spend a little bit of time. I can follow your interest for, you know, as long as you're moving towards me.
Right. Or another way that I find people that are is like I'll go and ask somebody, hey, do you have any interest at all in learning how to make an income with doTERRA? Mm-hmm. And if they say yes to that, then I'll go, well, would you mind if I gave you a call later this week to set something up? And if they say yes to that, and I call them, and they pick up the phone.
Right. And they meet at the place, and for the time.
Right. And every time they engage like they say they're going to. If I feel like I'm hunting them down, chasing them down, I can't get them to answer their phone.
Right.
That's not someone moving towards me. That's me
that's you
chasing them.
Right.
Okay. The other thing is that's really important to recognize with pace, the pace with which you're going to go, is the key to overcoming all business ailments in doTERRA. And it actually just goes like this. Talk to the next person. So, for example, let's think about things that happen. I have someone on my list. I think they're awesome. I give them a call. They're not open to natural forms of healthcare. I'm completely depressed.
I can't do it anymore.
Okay, Rod, talk to the next person. I have someone who said that they were interested in building. They committed to me that they were going to do it. We had a business training seminar on Saturday. They said they were going to come. They didn't show up.
Just talk to the next person.
Okay, so what about the person who says they're going to come to a class? They promised me they were going to come, and they didn't show up.
Just talk to the next person.
Right. It's the fact of the matter is that the way that you fix any problem in doTERRA is just talk to the next person.
Right.
Just keep talking to the next person. You'll find those that'll move towards you. And then when you start mentoring and working with the committed, this becomes so much fun.
Right. And on that vein, it's important to note too that every major income earner was somebody's next contact.
They were the next person.
They were the next person at somebody somewhere along the line.
Right.
And so you don't really have any prediction of when that's going to show up, but it can never show up if you don't talk to the next person.
That's right.
That's awesome. So sometimes people feel like they run out of infinite, or they run out of their warm market. And warm market is people that you have some sort of relationship with. They know your name or you know their name, you know, kind of goes along that line. But what people don't realize is the power of networking is actually the power of leverage. And this is what is so exciting about network marketing. And at the same time, it's the part that people least understand. And so if you understand the power of networking, you would understand that the warm market is actually infinite. And so let me give you a little breakdown of how that works. Scientifically, they've demonstrated that every person that's 35 years of age or older knows 2,000 people. So they've demonstrated this in studies. And that seems like a lot of people. And our first thought is, I don't really know 2,000 people. However, you probably know 200 of those people by name. And so now if we take everyone that we talk to that's around the mid-30s and above, we know that they've been connected to 2,000 people over their life and that they could boil that down to 200. So now I have 200 and I start inviting those people because I'm walking them through the three doors of openness. I say, are they open to learn? Are they open to learn? And so I get all the way through that 200 and now I have four business partners that have come out of that. Well, each of these four business partners also know 2,000 people. So that's 8,000 people, but they can't remember them. So each of them actually can write down the names of about 200 people. So now I have 800 warm market leads that's connected to my business team. Now, they'll go through and they'll talk, they'll walk them all through the three doors of openness and they'll come down. And then it'll all boil down to about four people that are interested in the income side. And so those people, which are now, we have, what, four times four?
16 people.
16 people now have 2,000 people each that they've boiled down to 200.
And so
32,000 people, right? So at this point, there isn't any possible way to talk to all those people except through the power of leverage. But these are all warm market connections. And if you continue to network and you continue to build on this principle, you start to recognize that it actually goes on forever. And there's a specific question and way that you look and ask about this list that makes the infiniteness of it possible.
So in other words, if I'm trying to help a person come up with a list of people to contact, mm-hmm. to for them to create their names list, right?
Right, right. Or it could even be personal contacts that have not decided to create a names list.
Okay.
In other words, this would be the concept of referrals.
Okay.
Getting referrals. And so this is how I expand the warm market upon the warm market, which is leverage. And leverage is the way that you create wealth. And so if you're following this concept, what that would mean is that most of the time I would look at my list and I first ask myself the question, who do I know? And so now I've come down with this list. But when I talk to them, I tend to just look at them in terms of if they will join my cause. So I know Seth and I ask Seth if he knows, I say, Seth, are you open to natural forms of healthcare? And he says, no. Well, now that's a person gone. But if I come to Seth and I say, Seth, just out of curiosity, who do you know that? So there's a little subtle shift in the way that I ask there. And I say, Seth, who do you know that suffers from migraine headaches?
I know a few people.
Right. So now we have a few people, right? And so I say, who do you know that suffers from arthritis pain?
I know even more.
Okay. So we have, you know, now our list is up to 15 or so. And so what's happened here is I've taken one member of my list and I've immediately, on just two simple questions, have turned it into a list of 15.
Right. And every element that you ask that of the person, it just takes a person who may not even be interested or open to natural forms of healthcare, but it expands into that.
Right. Right. So now if I had a list of 100, and so say I said, hey, are you open to natural forms of healthcare? And not really, kind of thing. And then I followed that up with, well, I was just curious who you might know that. And if I went through that, my 100 people now turns into 1,500. And now that's more than I can talk to. Now the cool thing about that kind of number, 1,500 might sound insignificant, but if I were to tell you, Seth, that if you asked 1,500 people if they were open to natural forms of healthcare and learning about essential oils, if you asked that question to 1,500 people, if I told you that you would be a millionaire after you did that and physically, financially free for the rest of your life, what would you do?
I would just talk to the next person.
Right, you just go, you'd go start, I'm going through, I'm going to ask that question to 1,500 people. Well, we actually asked an individual that's very, very successful one time, and he said, I talked to 1,400 or so people in my personal network, and about 150 of them were interested in what I was doing, and only two did anything significant. Okay, so this seems like 1,400 to 150 to two that actually did anything. And then he followed up by saying, but I want you to understand that those two people have made me millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so this kind of gives you an idea or the concepts of how these numbers of network marketing
play out. Right.
And how your market is infinite.
Right. And when you have that, when you understand the power of a names list in this infinite war market that we have, then it's just a matter of understanding the numbers of network marketing. And it's so simple. It's kind of like what you were just saying, that guy that talked to 1,400 people, and then he ended up finding two huge builders. So in other words, he found a ratio. One out of 700 people became a major builder to him, right? Right. Now, there's something that I just want to share with everybody that's so freaking exciting about doTERRA, and that is that our ratios are so much better.
Right.
Because most of us
there's
don't
no
have...
There's no way you're talking to 1,500 people.
No.
And only finding two that would put that kind of commitment into it.
No, and the reason why is because this is a $1 trillion industry, everybody. Now, I want you to consider this just for a moment. Can you think of a $1 trillion industry? Think of a $1 trillion industry. I mean, there's only a handful of
them.
Oil and gas. Communication, probably communications. So we got the energy,
real estate, maybe
transportation, automotives, things like that. So we're dealing with basically what all of these things have in common is they apply to every human,
right?
That's how they're a $1 trillion industry, because everybody needs their product, and so
there's a demand. Not just that they need it, but there's a physical demand,
right? And when you consider where doTERRA, where we're poised right now, it's extremely exciting because the numbers, the ratios are so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why is because doTERRA applies to everyone who has a body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everybody,
right?
At least everyone who's living, and that's all we need. Mm-hmm. We just need to work with the living. And then as we do, when we contact those people, we're going to find a certain percentage of those people that are going to be interested in healthcare. Now, let me just give you an example of the ratio that I've been experiencing. If I contacted 100 people and I were to ask them if they, I'm going for door number one, are you open to natural forms of healthcare? What do you know about essential oils? Would you like to come and learn more? Out of that 100 people, I could probably get about 60 of those people to either come to a class or allow me to give them samples or come over and show them more. One-on-one personal visit or the class, doesn't matter. Out of those 60 people that come to a class, that see a presentation, that experience the oils, that accept samples, if I follow up correctly, it's about 40 of those will actually enroll, get a wholesale membership.
Mm-hmm.
And then of the 40 people who actually enroll, about half end up building. I mean, it really is that they, because, and the reason why is because what happens is a lot of people, when you start with door number one, a high percentage of them will want to do it, will want to at least learn more. And then when we knock on door number two, say, hey, do you want to use these products? A pretty high percentage of those are going to want to use the products. And then we knock on door number three and say, hey, would you be interested in sharing with others? Initially, a lot of them aren't interested. They'll actually say, not really. I just want to use the products for now. But the products have such an incredible impact on people's lives that eventually the person says, I do know somebody that needs these. And then they end up sharing them with others. They even call you up and say something like, I know that I said I wasn't interested a while ago, but I am now. in sharing with others. I just had that experience barely where a person I talked to over a year ago that said, you know, my husband and I, we talked about it. We're not interested in door number three. Then all of a sudden I get a Facebook message from this person saying, you know, actually we are interested in sharing. Can you give me some more details about that? The products in doTERRA are the game changer. They apply to everybody. They make such a massive difference that the ratios of doTERRA and building a business are so good that eventually those people come around. And so one of the things I always tell people is if you stick around, eventually everybody comes around. And so stick around, be around. And when they do come around, if you've been consistent enough to have that fire going, it just makes the process so much more easy.
Right. And once you understand those ratios, there's no failing at that point. If you're committed to following through and staying steady with the process, the ratio will emerge. And once you know the ratio, you know the formula of success. That's what's so exciting about that. Now, in this process, it's also good to have a little bit of, you know, being equipped and ready to share oils with people. When you're out finding, you're out contacting that list, you want to be a little bit ready. So there's some little marketing plans that you can use for your own business. And now one of these, doTERRA right at this point produces a kit called the Empower Kit that includes 20 wild orange oils and 20 doTERRA Living magazines that are kind of a catalog. And it costs, at this point, it costs about $50 for this product set. So now if you took that in terms of a strategy and you said, okay, I'm going to commit $50 a month to buying an Empower Kit, and that's going to give me 20 wild orange oils, 20 magazines, and I use those as incentives to invite people to class, or I use those as samples to give out to people that show interest to experience a little oil, well, that kind of gives me a benchmark of to get 20 of those things in people's hands throughout my month. And if I wanted to double it, you know, I put in $100 and now I have 40, right? And so that's one way. Another one that's really effective, and it's kind of the area that I've gravitated towards, is I've purchased these 6-packs of Introduction to Oil kits, and they have a lemon, lavender, and peppermint, little 5-milliliter bottles of lemon, lavender, and peppermint. And it's a little bigger investment, and you get 6 of these, but I found that the impact of the sample is so much greater. And I believe that's what I had given you.
You showed up at my door with the Modern Essentials book and a little trio kit with the intro and said, I have a gift for you. You gave it to me. He said, look into this. I read the book that night. That was it.
Right. So if you thought about that, now the cool thing about that 6-pack is it's exactly 100 PV, which is the requirement to keep your account active to receive those fast start commissions. And so if you have, if you're at least buying those on a monthly basis, well, that's 6 serious contacts per month.
Right.
To share a serious sample with. And it's it can be a little bit of an investment, but it's something that creates a return. I think about half of those that I give out return in an enrollment or referral.
You know, I think that you said something really important there that you didn't mean to say, and that is it's a little bit of an investment. When you've been in business as long as you and I have been, this, you know, if you spend like $100 a month on marketing, right. You can create a forever residual income that will make you rich. Right. I mean, I've literally spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in marketing campaigns online and other places.
I know.
This is nothing.
I know. It is so funny in context because, yeah, in some of the larger companies, like I had a $150,000 marketing budget for the equipment manufacturer, you know. And so if you compare that, you know, at the $100 a month or $50 a month, I mean, this is so nominal to be equipped to give somebody an experience of the value of your product.
Now, when you give out a sample, mm-hmm. Rod, what's really important is to ask a permission-based question to follow up. How right. important is following up when you're using these marketing methods?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. And if you don't, if you're not committed to following through on giving out your sample, I promise you, you will give out a lot of samples with no results.
Right.
You will give out a lot of oils with no results. You must follow through. But if you are proficient with the follow-through, you'll almost enroll always. So, for example, one of the strategies that I use, now this is very aggressive, but I use family physician kits. Now, family physician kits are over $100 each. So for about $800, you can get 7 of those kits And now you might say that's not, and I would not recommend that people do this if they are not
committed to following up.
Committed to following up, and they're confident in their posture. Now, when I get something like that out, it almost always results in the person enrolling, or it gets referred to someone who enrolls with me. But sometimes I have kits out for a long time. And so it's important to be committed to the strategy that you pick. Because here's what happens. You will change when you get tired of your results. So for example, say you're not good at following through, but you will change that. You will change that for certain the moment that you get tired of buying samples and not getting any results. Right? And then you'll say, maybe I should call some of these people back. Right? Because I'm tired of putting out $100 a month and not getting anybody. Maybe I should talk to them again. Right? And so some of those samples out, like I've had family physicians kits out for a year or more, but still result in some of the most fantastic enrollments, people that are very serious. Now, if you're concerned about money, you can always give out the sample and you can say, Seth, I would like to, would you mind if I shared a sample with you or brought a sample by for you so you can experience these oils? Now, if he accepts, I can say, and I want you to check these out. And if you don't find value in them, I would like to get them back from you. And so you can do that. I never do that because I take the position of generosity. I give out oils like mad. I mean, I'm not kidding. I give out thousands of dollars of oils just like the kids on Easter, you know, chucking candy out of the wagons. I mean, but that's my philosophy because I know that if people experience the oils, they'll become very loyal customers. And that's what I want. And so I don't believe that being stingy with it serves my end objectives.
Right. So let me just kind of summarize real quick, Rod, because finding is the core. It's the core of what we do. It starts with this. And so if we were to kind of summarize what we've learned in this finding audio, it's that every person has an enormous amount of value. And if you need to say to yourself, okay, every person, whether they say yes or no, is worth $500 to me, if that will help you get the idea of how valuable these activities are. Remember the importance of a names list. You got to start with a names list. Take the time. Don't cheat yourself by not taking the 15 minutes it takes to write down a list of 100 names. Remember the three-door method. Just go in that order. If you violate it, it comes back to bite you almost every time. Remember the importance of posture, that you need to have a lot of certainty, clarity, and confidence. We gave you some really good scripts, but one of the things you want to remember is, what do I say when somebody asks, what do you do? Remember the pace that you got to keep. Remember starting a fire by rubbing two sticks together. There's a minimum amount of activity that you're going to need to do to be successful, and you want to keep that up. The infinite warm market. Remember the power of this question. Who do you know that suffers from these things? And as many ailments as you can list, your list will grow infinitely. Remember the numbers of network marketing. This is, when it comes right down to it, it's a numbers game. For every 10 people I talk to, certain number of those people are going to want to learn more. Of those people, a certain number of them are going to want to use the products. And of those people, a certain number are going to want to share with others. That's just the way this works. And then finally, maybe you might want to consider some marketing plans. There's some really inexpensive marketing plans where you can give out up to 20 wild orange oils with magalogs and have, you know, if they have 30 different class invitations in the Empower kit for only $50. But either way, pick a marketing plan and have the discipline to follow through. And if you do, then this becomes the beginning of a very exciting journey and the very first skill that you're going to need to master in order for you to reach your goals.